If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
The story you are about to see is true. The names have been changed to protect the innocent.
6:40 a.m. Friday, March 26th. It was dark and chilly. I was working the early morning shift at radio station WGN. My name is Surratt. My partner is Lieutenant David Haynes. More than 3 million people live in the city. When they get hungry, we go to work. It's time for restaurant reviews and news. Good morning, Lieutenant.
Good morning.
You know what? I meant to ask you, do you get to be a lieutenant just because of time served, or do you have to pass some sort of test?
No, we had to pass tests. We have a lot. They have a test, not as often as they should, but they do. They have a test. You have to sit for it. There's two parts, the oral part and everything.
So what would be the next move up for you?
Well, the next move up is it would be captain or commander, and that's not. There's no test for that. That's all.
Shall we say, I can say it, maybe a little politics, but the next step for you might be retirement. How many years on the force?
I have 20, almost 26.
Good for you.
Yeah, and I'm almost, I'm 35 today or 53.
Happy birthday.
At my age, you kind of lose track.
Go with the Jack Benny 39, yeah. That's what I do. I hesitate to ask you to open the box from the bakery that you visited this week because we're going to be tempted here. Tell us about this.
Well, I told Steve Grzanich, this is probably the best thing I've ever brought in. This is...
This is saying a lot because he's brought in some great stuff.
I know. This is just the appetizer that he brings in before his main restaurant review.
I went to Brown Sugar Bakery at... 328 East 75th Street, and I brought in a caramel cake, which is we got a Southern theme going on. So this is a Southern delicacy, and it's difficult to make.
Wow!
Yeah.
Oh.
All I see is caramel.
Yeah, it's a real finicky thing to make. It was funny. I learned to make it when I was a very young young man in the Marine Corps, and that's one of the things that made me love Southern cooking. But it's hard to make. It's easy to screw up. And
what's inside of it?
It's cake, yellow cake. And it's but the caramel is made from scratch, and
wow!
I have her name. The baker is a 2009 James Beard nominee, and she has a great reputation for. And I cannot find it now.
And so this is.
Stephanie Hart is at Brown Sugar Bakery, and she was a nominee for the James Beard Award, and they had actually three outlets, one at Navy Pier and one on the West Side, but the pandemic has obviously shut down Navy Pier, and the West Side thing, they're having to go back to their core place on 75th Street.
So there's a lot of caramel on that cake.
And it's not just caramel you buy in the store, you know, melt like for caramel apples in the fall. This is made by brown sugar and vanilla and everything. I mean, she makes it all from scratch.
And what are the other specialties at that place?
Well, they have this pineapple coconut cake. I brought that home for my daughter. She loved that.
Oh, that sounds great.
Yeah. And they have a lemon cake, and they also have German chocolate. I brought home because I told my son, hey, I brought you some German chocolate. And he's like, oh, thanks. And I go, I thought you loved German chocolate. He goes, no, not since I was 10.
You got to keep up.
Sorry, bad fathering right there.
Brown Sugar, is it a place where you can have coffee and sit down?
Well, yeah, actually, it's interesting you should say that. It's right, there's a really cool little, the 75th Street Boardwalk. Which is Restaurant Row down there, and it's 200 to 328 East 75th Street, basically Indiana Avenue to Calumet Avenue, and they have a lot of little restaurants there. Actually, one that we've talked about, Lem's Barbecues, Crush Street, and they have this sort of a wall built that in the parking lane that, and they have tents put up, and you could sit outside. They have a hole all the way down the block. You could sit and eat and go to any of these great little restaurants.
That sounds great. And is that set up like spring and summer?
Well, it looks like it's permanent. I mean, it looks like it's been up there for a while. They got a mural painted on the wall.
Nice. And the Brown Sugar Bakery is on 75th at, what is it, 328 East, you said, right?
Right. So, they have cupcakes. They have a whole lot of stuff. And they're open. You can walk in and you can get stuff. They always have stuff there. They prefer, if you want to, cake or anything, you do it online. Mm-hmm. Give them enough notice, it's a really cool little place too. I mean, and you walk in there and you have all these choices of it's fresh stuff, and you can see that it's made from scratch.
I bet it smells good in there.
Oh yeah, it's really nice.
Proposal up to $1,000. 6:48, our Friday visit with Lieutenant David Haynes, and now we get to the main course. Go ahead, Lieutenant.
I went out and had some good breakfast at the Southern Cafe out in Roselle at 511 Roselle Road in Roselle. And it was recommended by one of the listeners who recommended something else a while back, Donna Marcel.
Did she email you?
She did. She emailed me at bcopsguide@gmail.com. And she said she was driving in the city and she saw a billboard that said Southern Cafe, home of the nasty biscuit.
Mm.
And she couldn't believe that was real, so she looked it up, and then so she told me about it.
And was it nasty?
It was. They have great biscuits and gravy. I mean, really solid Southern biscuits and gravy. They're crispy on the outside.
Oh,
they're
yeah.
warm and soft in the middle.
Hard to find around here.
Yeah, and you know what else is? You can find biscuits and gravy, but first of all, you can't find really good Southern biscuits. And the gravy was perfect with the sausage and just peppery enough, but not too bad. It was not greasy, not oily. It was.
That sounds terrific.
A lot of these places, I think they make their sausage and just dump the gravy and the sausage and the grease into the gravy. But
not the Southern Cafe.
And I mean, they have if anybody's ever as a kid gone up to Wisconsin Dells and ate in the Paul Bunyan's, once this COVID is over, it's a really community kind of a place. They got two big, huge tables
mm-hmm.
that they obviously are just like, yeah, you're sitting with strangers. Mm-hmm. Obviously, they're not doing it now, but they will eventually. And
Paul Bunyan's, yeah, a lot of people know that place.
Yeah, I'm sure people will mention it.
So this reminded you of that?
Yeah, the way the restaurant was set up reminded me of it. It's not the food's better than Paul Bunyan's, and it's you know, but I had a biscuit. Where everything was sort of mixed together, a skillet with eggs and gravy and potatoes and everything. And
sounds like dinner.
Yeah. Oh, I couldn't finish it. I'll tell you that. That's surprising, but I it was a lot of food. Every portion was huge.
And again, this is in Roselle at 511 Roselle Road, the Southern Cafe.
Yeah, and if you just get biscuits too, they serve it with honey butter and peach jam that come right on the table.
Sounds very authentic.
And if you want mimosas, you can, you know.
Did you?
No, I don't. Not me.
You're not on duty. Well, you're not on duty now.
That would be funny if I drove out there on duty.
that's a place I'm going to have to check out if I'm out that way in Roselle, the Southern Cafe.
Yeah, it's right off the expressway out there.
We'll get to the news from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom at 7. First, we have some restaurant news. What's going on this week?
Well, the big mini putt club is open in Wicker Park today. It opened today at 1302 North Milwaukee, and you can bring the kids in there up until 5. Then it turns into a nightclub kind of a place. So you have drunken golf after 5.
This is not a restaurant, but
they have restaurant. Yeah,
oh, okay.
They have a truncated menu now while COVID is still going on. It's burgers and tacos mainly, but yeah, it's a bar restaurant and an indoor mini golf course, which we don't have enough of in Chicago. We should put them on top of tall buildings, you know, little mini putt-putt courses.
Yeah, well, we're getting, I think next week it's going to get warm again, like they're talking about 71 on Tuesday, so it might be good weather for that.
Yeah.
You've got a note here about a deli. Right,
I do. Steingold's of Chicago is opening up, or it did open up this week, 3737 North Southport, and they Steingold's used to be in Wrigleyville, but they closed in December in preparation for this move. They have duck fat bagel dogs there.
You know what? I've not been there yet. I keep reading about Steingold's. I'm going to have to check that out.
I went to the old location. I haven't been to the new one, but I never tried the duck fat bagel dogs. I have to try that.
They're near the music box now, I think.
Right next door, yeah.
And then an opening. During this pandemic time, we like to give a shout out to anybody trying to make it in this climate. What do you have here?
I hope I pronounce it right. Hinoki Sushiko. It's a sushi, a really nice looking sushi place that's opening next week at 1465 West Willow, which is a nice little neighborhood place there. You know, I love sushi, so.
Hey, it's healthy for you. And unfortunately, we always have a closing to acknowledge here once a week.
Yeah, it seems like a Ballast Point Brew Pub is closed in the West Loop.
Closed permanently?
Closed permanently, now they're saying. And, you know, another place closed, the Greek place, one of Vivian.
Vivian will know about it if it's a Greek joint.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Is another permanent closing?
Santorini. The Greek town legend closes after 31 years.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Yeah, I actually went there. They closed down because of the pandemic, and they weren't. I went there like the week before they closed down, so I was one of the last diners there. Love that place. They have great food.
Too bad. Well, as we mentioned, this is the lieutenant's birthday. He's 39 today. Yes, he started with the police force when he was just a teenager. And look, we have this cake for you. And
wow.
I'll describe the cake. The cover of your book is on the cake, A Beat Cop's Guide to Chicago Eats. And then it's actually not on the cake, but it looks like it's sitting on a Chicago flag. But yeah. The Chicago flag is also edible, Lieutenant.
That's, yeah. Oh, wow, that's really cool.
And that came from a place that you found for us up on Devon.
Oh, really? Up the one we did last week?
Yeah.
Molly's, right?
Mona.
Mona's, yeah. Sweet spot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And look at what she created for you.
Oh,
isn't
that's
that,
really
isn't that
nice?
Yeah. It looks, the problem with this cake is, and I think it's chocolate inside, but the problem is I don't want to cut into it.
Right.
It's too, beautiful. And we'll take a picture of it and post it at WGNRadio.com/Surratt. We'll get it on our show page later.
You think we should all sing to Lieutenant Haynes here?
I don't think that'll be necessary, Steve. But we will.
Steve will take it down the weird road like last week.
he can do that. We will.
I just want to get to the cake.
Yeah, we will all take a bite of it, but or should we let you take it home as is, Lieutenant?
Well, whatever you want. I'm sure my wife would love to see it, but she won't.
We'll show
it.
Her a picture of what the cake looked like before all of us ate it.
Anyway, let's try it.
How else are you celebrating your birthday today?
Not much. We sort of celebrated earlier this week, so I think we'll probably have a nice dinner. But my wife already gave me my present, which, as it turns out, was exactly the same thing I got her for her birthday, which shows you how, when you've been married a long time, she was talking about how great something was, and I said, oh. A foot massager. I said, I'll buy that for her. And she thought it was so great that she thought she'd buy it for me. And we ended up getting each other the same gift.
How many years have you been married now?
We've been married almost 28 years.
Yeah, so. That's what happens. Well, you actually started your birthday by working, because didn't you work all night last night?
I worked all night. I just got off, yeah.
Northwest side.
Mm-hmm. Nice quiet night up in the 16th District, which sadly has been a little rare this past couple weeks. So
yeah, be careful out there. You know what, when you get back and have some time after your birthday celebrations, I'll buy you a super dog up there.
Oh, that's, yeah, great.
And, yeah, and in the meantime, we've got to taste this cake. But I mean, really, it looks like a giant book sitting on the Chicago flag.
Is that made out of like a fondant?
All I know is it's edible. And they've even recreated the picture that you have on the cover of your book.
That's great.
Isn't that something?
Yeah. Well, thank you very much.
Enjoy that. Hope you have a great birthday.
Can I end it on a little bit of a sad note, though?
Oh, right. A friend of yours passed away, right?
One of my former bosses, Tom Walton, who was a deputy chief when I first came on the job, and 30 years on the police department, and he spent time in the Marine Corps as an officer, and He was a great boss, gave me never-ending grief because of my, as a fellow Marine, because of my beard and my weight. But he was a great boss and a really good guy, and died at 80, so this week.
And he was a veteran cop?
He was, 30 years, worked his way up to deputy chief of patrol, and, Marine, policeman.
What do you Marines say to one another?
Semper Fidelis.
There you go. Well, enjoy your birthday, and you can wish the lieutenant a happy birthday yourself and suggest a restaurant. What's that email address again?
It's beatcopsguide@gmail.com.
All right, happy 39.
Hey, let's be careful on this.